Don't be weird.
You promise? You promise not to be weird?
Yes.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Daddy Daughter Podcast. Share everything. We're back. It's a jam. You can go ahead and jam. Okay, so what you're doing right now is you're proving my point that this has to be recorded. It has to be video recorded. Because you've been quiet this whole time, but you've been jamming. And it's so adorable. Seriously, I'm not just saying that because I'm your dad. It's so adorable. What's up, kid?
Nothing much.
Oh, yeah? Nothing much. What were you just talking about right before?
Oh, my gosh.
What? Oh, no, not that part. We're going to get into that part, and then it's going to get weird. But right now, we're just talking about winter camp. Don't you want to talk about winter camp?
Yeah.
All right, then talk about winter camp.
So, for students, we're going to Camp Timberland, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you are.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. I went last year, and I went with a bunch of my friends. And some new people are coming, and I'm really excited about that. But also I'm really excited about two things, the food and the, three things actually, food, activities, and the gift shop.
Really?
Were my three favorite things last year. And of course, like spending time with my friends.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about all three of those things. Probably mostly the activities. Because we go down this like really, really big hill on a toboggan and you go down so fast onto a frozen lake. And if, and there's one person on the lake already, so they can like direct you where to go. And it's, you can go on when it's dark and that person's there when it's dark because no one can, you literally can't see anything. Like it's pitch black.
Yeah.
Well, you can, but. The person has like a flashlight and like directs the flashlight to where you go up. And you have to climb all the way back up like over these tires. Oh my gosh, it's so hard.
Yeah.
And then on, there's like, I forgot what they're called, but they're like little rings with like a, kind of like a pool ring, but with a bottom.
Okay. Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. Yeah. Like an inner tube, but it's like, it's for tobogganing, right?
No.
No?
We
tubing,
went, we
like...
Tubing.
Yeah, but tubing with a base.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we did that on another really long hill, and we also went down on the frozen ice, or the frozen ice, on the lake, frozen lake, and that was a lot of fun. And the last time we went, it was raining a lot.
Yeah.
So when we played this game called Broomball... when we got back to our cabin, my foot or my shoes were filled to the brim with water, and Madison still has a video of me dumping out water of like, there was so much water in my boot. I dumped it out in the sink and she like video recorded it, and it probably went on for like a solid minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cartoon. You just turn your shoe upside down. And it just like dumps for a minute, a solid minute. That's crazy. Can I just say how much I enjoy talking to you when you're excited about something? Like, it's so awesome. I love it. But you said three things. I want you to explain them. One of them was gift shop. One of them was
food.
Food. Tell me about the food.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Lunch was probably my favorite. Breakfast is also really good. My favorite part about breakfast was the honeydew and the bacon. And
really?
Uh-huh. And one time at lunch, all the girls were sitting at a table, and we played the saltine challenge. And the saltine challenge is when you take 7 saltines.
Not 8?
No.
Okay.
7.
7. Is it because it's Jesus's number?
Maybe. I don't know.
It's God's number of saltines.
So you take these saltines, 7 of them, and you put them in your mouth, and you have to eat all 7 of them without drinking any water, any type of fluid, and you have to eat and swallow them. And when I tried it, like, my throat was so dry, I like gagged.
Oh no.
So, and crumbs got everywhere.
Yeah, because when you laugh, then it's like a crumb explosion out of your mouth. Yes,
that's what happened. That's what happened. Yeah, that was really fun. And a couple of my other friends, like girlfriends, did it. But yeah, that was really, really fun.
Yeah. It's little things, right? It's like time, it's quality time, those memories. You're just making them all.
Yeah.
I love it. So gift shop. Why is the gift shop so good?
Probably the things that are in the gift shop. Like I got this water bottle. Blue Timberly water bottle. I don't know where it is. It's at my mom's house.
Yeah.
Right now, but yeah. Yeah, I got that, and then I got a free or, no, I don't think it was free. Just it was like the cheapest shirt I could get.
Yeah.
So I still have that, and so I'm gonna bring enough money to get at least like a nice sweater.
A nice sweater.
Cool. Yeah, because the sweaters are really cool there.
Yeah.
And all of them say, like, Camp Timberly or, and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then what's the third thing?
That I got food, gift shop, and activities.
Yeah, well, the activities you told me about, the tobogganing. What else you guys do there?
And the tubing.
And the tubing.
But like I said, the broom ball.
Yeah.
That's like, I guess it's kind of like hockey.
Yeah.
But I don't really know why it's called broom ball.
Do you use brooms?
No.
Oh.
Wait, I kind of forgot how to play.
Okay, that's fine. So. They'll remind you.
Oh, but our, like, Soul City students.
Yeah.
Our favorite place to go is the arcade, and we kind of made that, like, our place.
Really?
So, like, and the arcade's really cool because there's, like, a little concession stand in there.
Yeah.
Where you could get like candy, get nachos, like hot food, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And there was ping pong in there. There was foosball, a bunch of different games in there. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. And when I went there, I played against one of my friends, Jackson.
Yeah.
Is he ping pong. I think he should be.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
I want you to tell me his story a little bit. Because remember, he didn't go to Soul City or hasn't been, but then it's just kind of been like getting involved with more of the activities, right?
Yeah.
So now sometimes he comes to students.
Yeah, he comes most of the time now. But like before, he didn't believe in God.
Mm.
And I kind of like, I guess, influenced him to go to church one day, and then he really loved it because of the environment at Soul City. Like, it's such a good place to be yourself and just not be judged. Like, you don't have to dress fancy. You don't have to dress, like, too churchy, I guess. Totally. You can just dress casually, like, wear some jeans, ripped jeans right. even, some nice shoes, nice shirt.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it's really cool. And I'm really happy that he likes going there.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see you be his friend and kind of like, I don't know, support him in this, his time of questions and all that kind of stuff.
He's practically my brother. So like, we've known each other since weird, first grade.
He was like one of your first boyfriends when you were like first grade, right?
That's a first grade crush.
Yeah. Not the same.
No, but he's like my brother now. And we've known each other since first grade, ever since like I got to, or I went to Skinner. He was probably one of my first friends.
Yeah.
And I heard that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's good.
I like, since he's so close to me, I just really wanted him to like go to the place where like it's my second home, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So
yeah, that's good. I love it. I love seeing all y'all. There's some people going for the first time this time. That didn't go last year.
Yeah.
So I want to talk two things. One, people going for the first time and how that is for you. Like, how do you kind of like welcome them? Like, I don't know. How is it going to feel to like welcome them, bring them, be like, oh yeah, this is the thing and this is the next thing. It's like one of my favorite things in the world to do. And then also, what's it like? I forgot the second question. So just, yeah, so answer that. What's it like when you're bringing something, someone to a place that you love? Like Gigi's going for this for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is going for the first time because last year she was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
And students is sixth through eighth, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And so since she's in sixth grade now, since she's in sixth grade now, she is able to go.
Yeah.
And her brother went last year.
Yeah, yeah.
But she didn't.
Yep.
And so since she's one of my best friends, I'm really excited that she's going.
Yeah. Are there other people going for the first time that you know?
Yeah,
of?
I think Layla and Sal. Or okay. Sal went last year, but Layla had a dance competition. She would have gone, but she didn't because of the dance competition thing.
Yeah.
So she should, they both should be coming, which I'm really excited about. And then I'm pretty sure Maya and Malik are going.
Awesome.
They didn't go, or they went last year. I think Olivia, like I said, Jackson.
Yeah.
That should, well, that's probably all the people I know.
Yeah.
But, your question was, like, what's it like meeting new people? And
oh, what's it like welcoming, you know, like when you have an experience and you experience something and then you get a chance to share that with somebody else.
Yeah.
It's like one of my favorite things.
Last year I didn't know some of the people and now I'm like really good friends with them. That's even true. At church.
That's true.
Like, a few people I met or like actually talked to at winter camp, and now like whenever I see him at church, I like give him a hug and like say hi.
Yeah.
So I think that's gonna happen this trip, and I'm pretty excited about it. But our new Soul City pastor, Andrea.
Yeah.
It's gonna be really fun having her.
Yeah, totally.
I really like her as a youth pastor.
Yeah.
And even like the first day she taught, I told you like the first thing, like I love her as a pastor.
Yeah, totally.
She's just like, I love the way she teaches and like how she includes people.
Yeah.
How she teaches. Like, it's just really cool.
Yeah. I told her that when I saw her at work the other day and she was like, well, I used her for a lot of examples. I'm like, yeah, keep on. Something tells me that, you know, she can talk a lot. I guess her dad talks a lot or something. It was pretty funny. But, yeah, she appreciates when you're interactive, too. So,
yeah.
Just like, you know, you guys giving each other support and all that in that space. I will say that I don't know how it happened or at what point in my life I became the vocal agreeer, you know, like that. Sometimes they call like a... what is it? Like holy cows? Like the yes, or me, I'm like very I'm kind of like, you know, when Jarrett and Jeannie are teaching, I'm very like, yep, that's
vocal.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Vocal, yeah.
Amen. That's right. But you know what? It like makes all the difference. And I'm telling you that so, you know, you can support her in that way.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference when you're up there. You're already up there and you've got so many things going on inside your head, right?
Yeah.
You want to say the right thing. You want to make sure that like the things that you've studied are coming out. But at the same time, you're still like letting Holy Spirit kind of take over and go with the flow. And so there's certain, you know, if you planned on saying it a certain way and... you know, it comes out a different way. You're just praying that it's the way that it's supposed to be received.
Yeah.
You're praying for, you want people to, you know, you want, because you always want someone to, people to take away the message.
Yeah.
And it's just really amazing, like, in that space, what can happen. But, man, having people support and be interactive and raise their hand when there's a question asked or volunteered information or to, you know, agree or support, it just lets you feel like you're not alone up there.
Yeah.
And that's a great. So keep that up, please. Like for the rest of your life. You know, if you ever, there's anyone ever that's going out there on a limb to put themselves out there, support them any way you can, you know, hugs, feedback, high fives, all that kind of stuff, whatever you can. So I think you do a great job with that.
Thanks.
So what else about this trip are you excited about?
Everything.
Yeah, I know. You are so...
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I know. I was talking about it like to every single person.
Yeah.
The person I was talking about it most to was my friends. Well, yeah. My friends, Alexandra, Harmony, and Gigi.
Yeah.
Like when I saw her at Gigi, I would literally just like go up to her and be like, I can't believe winter camp's tomorrow.
I know. You were talking about it on Monday. Like, it's this week.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Okay. Yeah, you're in it. I love it.
Yeah.
It seems, though, to me, just kind of being a third party, kind of looking in, it seems like it's more than just the gift shop, the food, and the activities. There's something else there. There's something else that, you know.
I forgot the worship, or worship was really good last time. And the... The messages were really good.
Yeah.
And the pastor we had, he was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like the first pastor.
That's awesome.
But when we got there, we like put all of our stuff in our cabins.
Yeah.
And then we walked over to I forgot what it's called. I just call it like the worship hall. Because like that's where we do worship and do the message.
Yeah.
And it's really fun because before the message starts or before we start worshiping, we do the church clap.
Oh yeah, you guys, that's where you guys learned the church clap.
Yeah, for the first time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, and we do some like not stretches, but like some fun dances and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there was a few that we did last time, which were really fun. So I'm really excited about that as well.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing that I'm probably, I said the activities before,
yeah,
but I think it's just the fact that I'm going to be there with some of my best friends.
Yeah.
And like, the whole point of the trip is like about God, you know?
Yeah.
And of course we're supposed to have fun, and like, that's really what camp is all about, having fun.
Yeah.
But like the fact that we're still going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
But also learn about God and learn like about the Bible, learn all that stuff and sing about God, sing about Jesus. It's just really cool. And yeah.
That's good. I cannot be more excited for you. It's been so much fun. It's been so much fun to see you just excited for it and look forward to it.
Yeah.
And I know you were excited for it last year, but just like kind of like this year going in, knowing what you're going into, mm-hmm. kind of having a clearer picture, except for everything except snow pants. Somehow you forgot to think about until today. So we'll figure that out. But, but yeah, it's cool because I just love it. One of the things I love seeing about your growth is some of those expectations and some of those things and for you to be able to get your hopes up about certain things that are coming up, you know, and you have an experience and you're kind of comparing that experience. What are you laughing about over there?
I just cracked my neck. I don't know if you could hear it, but.
Oh no, probably in the playback. It's a sensitive mic. Jeez. You thought you were.
I didn't know if it was going to crack. Wait. Right.
No, don't do it. That's your fingers. Oh, geez. That's your fingers. Someone just winced out there because I know I did. I just felt that in my forehead.
Your forehead?
I don't know.
Weirdo.
I know. It's just like as your parent, I just don't want you to do it because I know that I don't even know if it can give you arthritis in the future. I cracked my fingers the whole time when I was a kid and nothing happened. But anyways,
Papa just said don't do it's it. Gonna give me arthritis.
Yeah, it's what we were told. And I don't know. Maybe it still could. Who knows?
No, it's just like air pockets in your joints that you're popping.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Shush.
Air pocket. I don't know. Seems like a big air
pocket. It is. It's just like air pockets in the joints.
All right. So. So is your crush going on the trip?
I was just enjoying cracking my knuckles.
Minding my own business.
I'm a finish.
Hey. All right. Enough of that.
No, he's not.
Ooh. Okay. So there is a crush. Okay. All right. This is cool. This is good.
I don't like you anymore.
You don't have to like me. You love me. But this... Hey, look. Look. This is going to be awkward. It's an awkward space. But I have actually noticed while we're recording, and pretty much in life, you kind of avoid boys. The subject. Yeah, you should see the look she's giving me right now. We could go back and you should think about the trip and then talk a lot. Or we could talk about boys. Just for a minute. Look. Okay, look. I know. Okay, first of all, I want to say, I know that I've joked about killing boys. I know I have.
Stop talking.
Okay.
Stop.
I know that I have. I want to make sure that I balance that with some understanding around the topic. Okay? Look, you're a young lady. You're grown up. I'm mortifying you as we speak.
That's my vocab word, mortify.
Yes. See, I'm on Team Hannah. I'm just trying to help you put that word into context.
Uh-huh, sure.
This is context. Mm-hmm. But I know that there are boys. I don't plan on killing them. Okay? Seriously. I trust you. I want you to know that for real. You know that I trust you?
Yes.
Right. And you know that the second I don't trust you, I'm throwing your phone to Lake Michigan from here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it's going to go. But anyways, Crush isn't going to be on the trip. That's great news for Dad.
Oh, my goodness. <For now. laughs>
What was it? I said, you said something earlier. You said, we don't have to talk about boys. I said, yeah, we do. And then you said, you don't care about my opinions? And I was like, yeah, of course I care about your opinions.
No, you said that, like, I said, we're not going to talk about boys. Or I said something like that. Mm-hmm. And then you said, yeah, you didn't say it doesn't matter what you think, but you said, like, I forgot what you said, but you said something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Not exactly
And I
that.
Said, you don't care about my opinions?
Yeah. And I will say, for the record, of course I care about all your opinions. All of them. Every single one of them.
Yep.
Now.
Doesn't mean all of them are right.
That being said. You know what? Right, wrong. That's kind of a, I don't know, subject to interpretation. But it did make me realize that I want to talk about opinions. Okay, look. You're getting off the hook right now because we're not going to talk about boys anymore. But I want to make sure that we have the space to. I want to make sure that, like, you know you can come to me.
Yeah.
That I won't actually kill anybody. You know that part, right? Okay. So, I'm just saying, I will probably be a little intimidating to boys. Just because, you know what? Look, I remember me as a young man. And it was important for me to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, whose father was, like, on it, you know what I'm saying? Like, involved, all those things. And everybody needs to know that I'm involved. Okay? All right? That's what I'm saying. Everybody. Everybody. Okay? Period. Now.
Period, poo.
Period. But it is, I don't want it, as much as I joke about it, I don't want it to be a space where we can't talk or something that, I don't want there to be anything we don't talk about. Okay? I try to set the bar very high with all that, with the way that I treat you, with the way that you're treated, you know, all the kind of stuff. But I want to make sure that I'm also not, like, overprotective. Protective enough, informative enough, but not overprotective. But do you understand that all comes from a place of love?
Yes.
Okay. Do you understand that it's also a difficult thing for me to kind of think through and navigate?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure that we have that space. We'll talk more about boys another time.
Nope.
We definitely will.
Nope.
But right now, I want to get into opinions. But we're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be back shortly. We're going to talk about opinions.
Opinions.
I want to I want to discuss a few things about opinions. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right, guys, we're back. Had a great dinner. What did we eat for dinner?
We had Nando's chicken.
Nando's. You know what, guys? If you work at Nando's, you want to sponsor the Daddy Daughter Podcast, all you've got to reach out is 850-321-3629. Okay, text me. Anyways, we can be sponsored by chicken. I'm fine with that. Are you fine with that? Can we get a chicken sponsorship?
Yes, please.
Please. All right. So, we had a little test conversation.
Yeah.
About this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't try to have conversations in full, but we want to have like some background as to what the topic is going to bring. Maybe some ways to get into it, transition, all that kind of good stuff. Now, you know, we do want the whole thing to open up and run naturally. But you had a question about being hard-headed.
Yeah. So what does hard-headed mean?
Okay. So I didn't realize when I said it that this is something that I was called a lot as a child. Joel, stop being hard-headed. But it's kind of like knowing what to do. I said it because I said it to Gracie. I said, get in the room. And she was like, or I said, go lay down. And then she just kind of looked at me like, really? And then I was like, go lay down. And then you had to go make her like, all right, go lay down. And I said, yeah, she's hard-headed, just like my daughter. And you're like, what's hard-headed? But hard-headed is, yeah, you know what to do. It's clear. Like, you know, we tell her to go lay down all the time. Sometimes you just don't do it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like stubborn. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, kind of being stubborn, kind of listening or not listening or choosing to listen. And
you're kind of stubborn too, though.
Yes, that is a true statement that anyone who knows me would agree with.
Yeah, ever since you've been taking the painkillers for your back, they've been like making you think about a lot of different things.
They make me feel crazy.
Yeah, and like you think about a lot of things at once. So if you're working, it's really hard for you to like focus on one thing.
Yeah.
But also if like you don't take the painkillers, then you'll also get distracted by the pain in your back.
Yeah, it's like a trap.
Yeah, and yeah, so that's what I mean, like that you're kind of stubborn, but in like the smart way, if that makes sense.
Yeah, kind of put that in context. We've mentioned it quickly here and there, but there's something that's going on inside of my back for sure, upper back. And I try not to take painkillers at all costs. There's a couple times that I've had to take them. They're just, the pain's just been so bad. But I now, it's literally, you know, it sucks if I do, it sucks if I don't sometimes. Yeah. But yeah, but they're addictive or potentially addictive drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try not to take them, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At all costs. If something happens, I have to, then I do. But it's a little bit different. That's not exactly stubborn. I guess it is. But it's a little bit different because it's a little bit more like convicted. Like because I believe in not getting addicted to these drugs. Or you know, it's a perfect kind of segue conversation to talking about opinions. Because it's very similar to like convicted. Like I believe that I need to try to not to take pills. Some people really believe, they really are convicted that you should not use any sort of, you know, pill or anything. Some people, like my friend Jeff, today we went out to lunch and he's very convicted as a vegan. Like he's very convicted.
Yeah.
It is what he believes. It is his opinion and his opinion is strong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, you know, as we become friends, it's been interesting to kind of hear his opinion about it and talk to him about food choice and, you know, different facts. He's got a ton of different facts, but he's very, very convicted about something he believes in.
Doesn't convicted have something to do with law? Or like, I've seen like a couple shows that are like law shows and
dum-dum.
Yeah, Law and Order.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, people are like committed or convicted of a crime, like you did that crime.
That's kind of like found guilty or convicted is found guilty. It's almost kind of like a dead to rights thing. Like you did it, it's yours. A conviction is taking, you know, the crime and assigning it to the responsibility to that person. Very much, it's different. It's a different context for the word, but very, very different. It's like, I am, you know, taking responsibility for my opinion, and that makes me convicted in it. You know, there's people all over the world that are convicted about Jesus. You know, they're convicted in their opinion.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why I wanted to talk about opinions a little bit this segment is because I feel like we're out of control with it. You said it earlier. You said something about, you know, like, my opinion doesn't matter. Yeah, of course your opinion always matters. And no one can ever take that from you, you know. But sometimes we can be so convicted. We can believe what we believe so strong.
Yeah.
And our opinion can be so strong that we forget to be invited with our opinion, right? And that's one thing. No one likes to hear your opinion if they didn't ask you.
Yeah.
It's not my business. That's your opinion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then B, like, if there is an opinion that you have that is controversial or, you know, I don't know, contrary to popular belief, I think it's very important to, you know, kind of two things. One, keep it close to you, right? If you have an opinion that's kind of contrary to popular belief, one responsibility that you have with being a, you know, productive member of society is to be responsible with your opinion. The Bible even talks about it, like not casting your pearls to swine.
Yeah.
And it's like, basically it's like not just like shooting out your information all over the world and expect it not to be trampled over. Right. Mm-hmm. But then to make sure that it's respectful, you know, when it's being communicated to people, that it's respectful. Earlier you were kind of asking me about controversy. You remember that part? We're kind of talking about controversy and like, is it okay?
So like what I know about controversy is that like it's an argument or like when people don't agree on something.
Yeah.
And so what I hear you saying about opinions and controversy is that like if your opinion causes or like creates controversy, then it's wrong.
I understand what the question is. No, it's not wrong. First of all, controversy isn't wrong. It's not controversy that is wrong. It is disrespecting someone that's wrong, because that's not how we love our neighbor. That's not how we love our brother and sister like ourselves. That's what's wrong. Having a controversial opinion, that's not wrong. It was someone's controversial opinion that we left Britain and then we became America. Mm-hmm. It's someone's controversial opinion that we don't have slaves. It's someone's controversial opinion to fly to the moon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So controversial opinions, first of all, opinions are important, and our opinions are important, and they're always, you know, they should be respected. And they're valuable. It's the part where your opinion starts to insult somebody else. Mm-hmm. It does not take care. It does not care for other people.
Yeah.
And we are in a world where you can sit behind a keyboard, behind your phone, and just say things out into the world that are hurtful to people, that are not righteous. And here's the thing, at the end of the day, for me, my ultimate litmus test of my opinions are how righteous those opinions are. Do they align for me? Do they align with what God has taught me? Do they align with what the Bible says? So no, controversy is okay. If it's righteous or not is the question. Those are the things that we're kind of we're kind of wondering about with opinions. What do you think about, how does it make you feel when someone else gives you their opinion of you? Perfect example. What happens when someone gives you their opinion of you and you didn't even ask for it?
I feel like sometimes it can be, well, when people tell me about me, like, yeah, if it's a person that I know dearly, I know that, like, they won't talk bad about me, but, like, yeah, if it's someone who, like, I just met, or, like, not just met, but if it's someone, if it's someone who I am really just acquaintances with, and they tell me their opinion about me, I feel like sometimes it can be hurtful.
Yeah.
But also, like, just kind of awkward that I didn't really ask for,
yeah,
their opinion on me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people don't, well, some do, but
yeah,
I feel like I'm one of those people who don't really want to, well, of course I want to know what people think about me.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, if it's someone who I don't, if it's someone who I'm just acquaintances with,
yeah,
and they give me their opinion on me, I don't really want to know.
Yeah.
You know, because, that's your business. Like, yeah,
your opinion of me is your business.
Uh-huh.
It has nothing to do with me.
And that's, like, another point that you were saying, like,
yeah,
some opinions just need to be kept to yourself. Not all opinions have to be shared. Like, if it's something, you just have to, like, think before you speak.
Exactly.
You can't say something and then expect the person to react positively.
Yeah.
And get, like, you can't get mad at a person for acting negatively on opinion, on an opinion that is something that they disagree with.
Yeah, absolutely. Opinions are like, I don't know if I'm going to finish that quote, but there's a pretty famous quote that says, opinions are like buttholes. Everybody has one. Oh, I saw it register in your brain. And here's the thing. Yeah, a little bit vulgar, but it's true. Everybody has an opinion. You know what I'm saying? Whether or not those things are welcome in the world, whether or not those things are constructive or productive, you know, some people don't think about that. And I think we're in a position in the world where we're just so, so irresponsible with our opinions, and our opinions can hurt people.
Yeah.
And I'm having this conversation with you. The reason why I wanted to have this conversation with you is because you're a smart person. You're going to have tons of opinions.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place for those opinions in the world. But, you know, anything outside, anything that we project out of us into the world, we're responsible for whether or not that builds people or that tears people down.
Yeah.
And so be responsible with that. Be controversial, though. You know, like, you sometimes you are controversial right now. I feel like your friends are in an argument and you're standing up for the truth and not one of those friends, like,
yeah,
whoa, that's controversial by itself. And that's great. Jesus was controversial. Like, the figure that we, you know, study every day. You're about to say something.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people in, like, my generation now don't really, well, just like a lot of people in general don't think before they speak, and
yeah,
they don't know, they don't, like, if I say something that is rude to, like, a group of people or just one specific person,
yeah,
like, I didn't think about, because I'm able to have opinions about a person, mm-hmm, if they're good or bad,
sure,
or, like, if it's a good opinion or a bad opinion,
sure,
but even if it's a good one, it can still make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, if you say to just, like, a random, not, well, I don't really know, I can't speak for everybody, but
yeah,
I know that if, like, a random stranger just, like, came up to me and, like, said something,
mm-hmm,
I'd feel kind of weird or awkward,
yeah,
maybe totally, even uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But still, like, if you have a negative opinion about someone,
yeah,
it doesn't mean you share it. Like,
Yeah.
And
to be honest with you, a piece of life advice, you don't share it.
Yeah.
If you have a negative opinion of someone, you pray for them. You figure out how you can meet them where they are and how you can best serve them. But typically, if you've gone through the process and you've gathered a negative opinion, the only thing you can do is either add positivity to their life or move on.
Yeah.
The only thing you do is make it worse if you were talking bad about people behind their backs.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why I think opinions have just gotten out of control, because I watch it. Gossip is out of control. Things like people having taking the liberty to tear someone down. Like, it's like, come on. And I just want to make sure that those are things that you are very deeply rooted in opposition to. Just, creating, building, encouraging. Those are what our words are for. Our words are so powerful. Bible says that life and death lies in the tongue. The power of life and death lay in the tongue. And it's such an important visual. I can kill or I can create. You know what I'm saying? With the mouth that God's given me. And I don't know. That's one of the reasons I just wanted to navigate. I want to talk about this subject with you because you'll be encouraged. You'll be encouraged to give your opinion all the time. It's just the world, the social media, everything is like, what do you have to say about it?
Yeah.
You know, and then there's so many articles. And the last thing I'll say about opinions, and then I know you have something else to say. Last thing we'll say about opinions is consider the source.
Mm-hmm.
Consider the source. Like, not just, oh, you see an article, like, is that article legit? Where'd it come from? Like, what's the source? Because no one evaluates the source anymore. They just read a Facebook article and they're like, that must be the truth.
Yeah.
But consider the source, not just with articles and stuff like that, but with people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, if you are a healthy person, first of all, the likelihood of negativity and crap coming out of your mouth is going to be very low, right? But if it's coming out, if I were to listen to every opinion that someone had of me, let's put it that way. A lot of people have a lot of opinions about me. I don't even know why. And it's weird, but it's like, all right, cool. Because I'm tall, because I'm loud, because I do weird things. But I can't listen to every opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, one opinion was that I share too much. I talk too much. That's an opinion that someone had that they shared that it got back to me. And for a long time, it sat in my soul for a while.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know. Like, people don't like it when I share. Like, am I not supposed to talk? Like, God, why? I tattooed the word on my arm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought you told me to share. And now people are telling me I share too much. But I wasn't considering the source. Maybe the person that said it, and maybe the person that said it lives in the dark and doesn't want to live in the light, because if you live in the light, then you'd be able to share. You know what I'm saying? You'd be able to share things. And I'm not talking about, again, there's a balance between like casting your pearls to swine or like giving away the goods or whatever, or the thing you're working on, and then, you know, knocking someone for sharing. So you got to consider the source. If someone has something negative to say about you, you know, first and foremost, like, who are they to you?
Yeah.
Right? Is it me? Did I say, like, hey, this isn't, because you're probably not going to hear it from me. And I know you better than anybody. But consider the source, kind of vet that information as it comes in.
Yeah. The thing I was going to say is that, like, when you were talking about the articles and just now, like, the sources of that opinions can come from, we were reading a article on Achieve 3000 in reading today, and it was about climate change and Greta Thunberg leading the march in Germany.
Yeah.
And really everywhere, or in a lot of places.
Yeah.
And talking about climate change, and that, like, students and people now have such strong voices and they can really do anything with their voices.
Yeah.
And people have so, like, people can do better things than talk about someone negatively.
Yeah.
Or, like, people can spend their time so much better than talking about someone or sharing opinions online that may hurt someone.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, people now, like I said, don't think before they speak, and we really need to now.
Yeah.
And like, we have such powerful voices and we're able to use them in such wise and like powerful ways. And just like, people have a lot of time and much better things to do than talk negatively or stuff like that.
That's right. There's a famous quote. I'm looking it up right now. It says, "Be the change that you wish to see in the world." And I think that's a good one to end on, because in this space with your opinions, like, be the change.
Yeah.
Be the change. Be what you want to see more of in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to see healthy opinions. I would love to see more controversial opinions if they're issued with respect and care and consideration of the audience. And those are all just very important things. And so I just wanted to spend a little time. Like I said, I'm talking to, you know, we're talking to people on the podcast. More than that, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to my kid. And I want my kid to understand how important the words that come out of you are, so that you can be careful. Not careful. Not like,
careful. Be careful.
Don't fall off the cliff. Like, care. Full of care. Careful with your words.
Yeah.
Okay? Kay. I love you so much. What are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to winter camp.
Yeah, you are. Where are you going?
Wisconsin.
That's right. You see how good, how well I know you? I was like, okay, we need to end on a high note. What do I say? Oh, we just talk about Camp Timberly again. Yeah, and you're like dancing. Again, this has to be recorded. We got to get to a point eventually to record it. But for now, you just reminded me that you have to pray.
And yeah.
I love it. I didn't forget, but I love that you just reminded me. That's amazing. We're making it. We're doing it. Okay. Look. And then apparently when you're going to Camp Timberly, you want to pray. So let's do it.
All right. Okay. Dear God, I pray that you give people the strength and the mindfulness to help other people by not sharing negatively, or really just being positive, being a positive impact to our generation, to our world right now, because we really need that. We need help with our, with the opinions we share, and the things we share can be really hurtful, and we need to work on that as a community and help other people by doing that and sharing positive things.
Yeah.
And I pray that everybody that is going through a tough time right now, like, you put your angels around them and just let them know that you're there and you'll always be there.
Yeah.
And I pray that everyone that's going on the Wisconsin Timberly trip will have the best time ever.
That's right.
And it'll be the best weekend of 2020.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yo, killing the game. Killing the prayer game. Oh, I'm so proud of you right now. I could just explode. I'm so proud of you. I love you so much.
I love you.
I know you do. All right. Tomorrow, you're leaving.
Tomorrow, I'm going to Germany.
Yes, you are. All right, guys. We are so thankful for you guys. Hey, make sure you go out this week and do something that you're proud of. That's our motto here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Is do something that you're proud of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sacrifice something if you got to sacrifice it, but just do something you're proud of. And you know what? I say, do it with your daughter. Do it with your son.
Bye, guys.
Do it with your kid. All right, guys. We'll talk to you next time.